Okay, so this is a medrash that talks about the fact that La'asad Lavoi, instead of Aliyah L'Regel being three times a year, every Yom Tov, Aliyah L'Regel will be every single Rosh Chodesh and every single Shabbos. So last week I learned a minor from the Rebbe on it. This week I want to show you the Medrash inside. There's a lot of things you see in the Medrash inside that you could understand this whole Inyan. It's on page Yud Aleph. There are two sides to this. I'm not sure which. You've got to turn it over on the other side.
Yud Aleph.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yours only has one side. Huh? Does yours only have one side? Here, take that one. Give me the ones with one side, please. All right, so right before the Ois Gimel, if you look on the page, you'll see Ois Gimel, a few lines before Ois Gimel, like seven lines before Ois Gimel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. Yeah, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you look in the beginning of the line, yeah. It says Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Right side.
Yeah, got it? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Lomam. Hayukayrin Oisei Simchas Beis Hasheva. Why was Simchas Beis Hasheva referred to with this name? Shemisham or Yeshayev in Ruach HaKadosh, because from there, they would Madgeshept. How do you say that in English? They would draw Ruach HaKadosh. Amru Yidden said to David, "Emesai at machzireinu lois haKavod. When will you return us to that honor that we will have to come to the Beis Hamikdash, the Simchas Beis Hasheva?" It's already many years that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. The other side of the page. 777 years. When this Medrash was written, it was 777 years. And then it says, Va'ato, whoever wrote down this Medrash, the Va'ato is not part of the Medrash. Huh? Thus? Sikta Rabosi is a Medrash, yeah.
This is already the time of the
700. If it's saying here that it's 777 years ago, from the Zman Achorb, no, it's before the Zman Agoyim.
This is the
Chum by Sheni. Chum by Sheni. This is Zman Amiroim. Maybe even Zman Amiroim. End of Zman Amiroim. Maybe Berech. And then afterwards it adds, Va'ato, whoever wrote the Medrash added this note of it. This is not part of the Medrash. Va'ato hu kvar elef umeyo v'chamishim ve'echod. Now it's already 1500 and 51 years. Okay? So Yidden asking, Masai avoy, when are we going to come again? Ve'rop ne'elikim. It's the Washington Tillim. Masai avoy ve'rop ne'elikim. So that's what Yidden asking Hashem. So the Eibishter answers, Bona, my children, Ba'ilam hazeh, kama pomam meisim ba'ilam b'shana. How often would you go to Aliyah L'Regel? Lo'ish pomam, not three times, b'shana, three times a year. Yishiyagia keitz, ani b'ayna, oisai, I will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, ve'en atam ba'ilam shloish pomam b'shana. You're not going to be early three times a year. Ela kol chaydish, v'chaydish, and b'chol Shabbos. Every chaydish, which is Rosh Chaydish, and every Shabbos, atam asidim liyas eilim, you'll be early l'regel boy. K'mar shenemar, as it says here in this pasuk, v'hoyim de chaydish v'chol shem, de Shabbos v'shabbatay. That's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What? They should get yidna nechome. Well, it doesn't answer Mosai. When? But he's giving them Yidden Anachome. Yitaka missing the Aliyah L'Regel today. But you should know when the time is going to come, you'll be Aliyah L'Regel, the demult Aliyah L'Regel Zayim much more often than it is today. It's Anachome. It's the Eibush being Menachem Yidden.
So where is the Anachome?
When said Kumen, that's Zayim the Anachome. The Rebbe asked that question. Because you don't want to justify Golos. But the Medrash is giving a Nechama for the question of we don't have Gili Lekus, but Zman HaGolos. You'll get repaid. When Mashiach comes, then the Gili will be much more often. Acha Bracha. Okay.
What's the Bracha?
Zaynus. Okay,
this is the first thing I'll make it to answer on it.
Sure. Amen. Okay, then it says another opinion here in the Medrash. Yeah? Dovar Acher. Noch abschat, behoi, mit ech heidisch bechotschoi. So the Medrash asks the question. Behoi, eich efsche, she yove kolbasa, Yerushalayim, bechol chedesh, bechol Shabbos. How is it possible that every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, every Yid, should come there? How is it possible? So there are really two questions here. First of all, the question is, how's there place for everybody? Gashmis, where is there place for all of the Eden? Second of all, how's it possible for everybody to travel such a distance on a weekly basis? Amar Rav Levi, what? That what?
Saying the same way there's place for
Okay, good, so maybe it'll be B'darach Nes. But this is the question that it asks here. Amar Rav Levi, you'll see in the Hemshech of the Lashon of the Medrash that there are two questions here. So Rav Levi answers, as first of all, Asidu Yerushalayim liyos ke'eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is going to be spread out in the entire Eretz Yisrael. And that Eretz Yisrael, b'chol olam kulay. Okay, so if Yerushalayim is as big as the entire Eretz Yisrael, so that's place. It doesn't say that, yeah, you're right. Okay, l'chayre, how? L'chayre, that means, okay, say that. Can sein. Either way, the point is that if Yerushalayim will be as big as Eretz Yisrael, so then there's place for all the Eden. That answers the first question. Then, v'ha'eichem boin, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Shabbos, m'soifoy, how could Yidden come from the other end of the world every Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos? Hello, so here Rav Levi says, the next side, the other side of the page, you have to turn it over. Okay, and you have to turn it over again. Hello, ha'ovim, boin, v'tayin, and naisam, a cloud will come and load Yidden onto the cloud, and bring them to Yerushalayim. And they'll daven there in the morning. So the Navi praises Eden. Who are these that fly in the cloud? So Eden are going to come on a cloud. They're going to fly in a cloud. Could you share with him what's his bachel's name? Let this give him. Let him see. Okay, Eden are going to come on a cloud.
Huh?
Look, a cloud can't carry human beings. A cloud doesn't have a place for a
very simple. If you can fax today, you can fax, literally fax and create an image.
Say that? Okay.
So you can fax people and human beings from New York.
All right. Good. So, yeah, what? Okay. Good. So the point over here is, and we learned last week, that the Rebbe says that there's a machloikis there between the first and second opinion in the Medrash. There's a machloikis, the Rebbe says. Even though it doesn't look like it, but the Rebbe has a raya that there's a machloikis. What's the raya? Because it said dover acher. The expression dover acher is usually used when there's a machloikis. What's the machloikis? So the Rebbe says, the first opinion holds, they're going to be brought before Shabbos. Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Oh, I don't know, Erev Shabbos, but before Shabbos. Why? Because there's a problem of going out of the Tchum. Second opinion says that they're going to come on Shabbos itself. And that's the Lashon that it says. They're going to daven there in the morning. Which means that they're going to come on time for davening in the morning, no? Babayka means Shabbos morning. They're going to come there to daven Shabbos morning. The first opinion is mashma, that they're going to come out of Shabbos. That's what we learned last week. Doesn't say the Fetish. Doesn't say the Fetish, but the Pashtus, when they came... Correct. So when they were Eile Regel, every Yontif, when would Yidden come? When would they arrive? Every Yontif, when they were Eile Regel. They wouldn't come on Yontif itself. They would arrive out of Yontif. So what's the Medrash saying here? That just like then you came three times a year, last of love you'll come every Shabbos. So it'll be the same oifen. Just like then you came out of Yontif, last of love you'll come out of Shabbos.
And the second option you can touch the same thing.
That what? That'll come out of Shabbos? No, but it says when we vi in oisam Yerushalayim v'heim mispal. Yeah, but why does it say? No, but why does it say? Why does it say V'heim Espalim Shom Babayke? What happened with Ma'irev? They're skipping Ma'irev. V'heim Espalim Shom Arvis.
Who says it's going to be Ma'irev?
Why not?
Why yes?
Why not? But Davin Ma'irev.
Ma'irev is an Ananochia for Ma'irev, maybe.
Stay there, for sure, it's richtig.
The main davening is...
Good, but they're going to daven Ma'irev. It lost the love, the Gimel Tfilis. The Gimel Tfilis lost the Anakim in his Bapul. So it should have said, if they're going to arrive out of Shabbos, it should have said V'heim Espalim Shom Arvis. It says V'heim Espalim Shom Baboiker. It's mashma that they're going to arrive in the morning. Besides that, forget about that. There's another point here.
How could they arrive in the morning?
The cloud.
That's what he said.
The cloud will bring them in the morning. So the Rebbe there brings in the minor, the Rebbe brings that there's an opinion that there's no Issa of Tchum Shabbos higher than 10 Tfachim. So they can go higher than 10 Tfachim out of the Tchum. Why does Medesh Bechlal have to say Vehem Spal and Shom Babaker? They'll do what they'll do. They'll daven there. Why do they'll daven? What does that mean? In the first opinion, it didn't mention anything about davening. Are they not going to daven according to the first opinion? Of course they'll daven. But why should the Medesh mention it? The Medesh is pointing it out so you should understand that they're going to arrive in time for morning davening. They're going to come for Tfilas Abayka. That's the way the Rebbe explains it.
It could be that they arrived day before.
Huh? But it says they're coming in the morning for davening. And there's a third opinion, Dover Acher. Again, it says Dover Acher, which... Dover Acher is mashma, that the third opinion argues again. It's not just another detail, but there's an argument here. Dover Acher, the second line from the top. What happens if Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos itself? So in such a scenario, they're only going to come once. For that Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, it's on the same day. So they'll come once for Shabbos and Rish Chodesh. But the problem is, V'amar HaKosov, Midei Chodesh and Midei Shabbos. Yidin are going to come every Rish Chodesh and every Shabbos. So it's mashma that they're going to come separately for Chodesh and separately for Shabbos. So in such a case, they're going to be missing one time because it fell out on the same day. Says the Medrash, no. Omer Rav Pinchas HaKoyin Ben Chome B'Shem Reb Reuven Boim Shnei Pomim. In such a case, Yidin are going to come on the same day twice. Echad Shal Shabbos, once they'll be coming for an honor of Shabbos. Ve'echad Shal Rish Chodesh, and a second time in honor of Rish Chodesh. V'ha'ovim Toyin and Nisam Bashkome. The cloud will load them to come for the morning. Here it says it even clear. It says clearly. Klar. And it's going to bring them to Yerushalayim, and they're going to daven shachris there in the morning. And then, bring them back home. And this is what it says in the pasuk: Mi elek ha'av to ufeno. Who are these that are flying on a cloud? Hareshal baika. That refers to the morning. And then in the same pasuk it continues: Ukiyoinim alarubay sayan, and like doves that fly to the windows of their whatever where they live. So the second lashon of the pasuk: Hareshal mincha. That refers to mincha. Atkan. That's the third opinion. Okay, so. There's another question that Mefarshim ask on this medrash here that I didn't get a chance to speak about last week, and that is a lot of Mefarshim discuss this. L'chayda, there's a famous klal that no novi could be mechadash any mitzvah. All the mitzvahs that there are b'zman hazeh, no novi could come and change a mitzvah. If so, this is a nevuah here. How could this nevuah come and change the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel? The mitzvah of aliyah l'regel is to come three times a year. Here it's telling you that you're going to come every Chodesh and every Shabbos. Why? The Chodesh v'Chodshay, Midei Shabbos v'Shabbatay.
It says Chiyu somewhere. It says.
One second. Okay, one just a second. Okay. Azay Fregen Mefarshim. So, there's a Sefer called Dvar Yeshua. Shuvah Sefer. So he answers, he brings an interesting thing. That in the Ritva, in Rosh Hashanah, it's Mashma, that Be'emes, when it gets Aliyah L'Regel, the only reason that Aliyah L'Regel in the time of the Beis HaMikdash was only three times a year, why not more often? Why dafka three times a year? So it brings there based on a Ritva, and it's also Mashma, there's a Rashi also in Parshas Kisisa, where it's Mashma the same thing, that Be'emes Aliyah L'Regel should have been more often. Like Lasa Lava, Midei Chodesh, Midei Shabbos, Elamai is practically not possible. Well, Memele, the Eibishu was Kedaya, that you should come. Three times a year, but if not for the fact that it's technically impossible, Aliyah L'Regel should have been more often taka. So if so, you could say that Elchanami, the mitzvah is to come three times a year, but Hayayis, Be'emes, the Eibishter would want Yidden should come to the Beis HaMikdash more often. Elamai, you can't, and therefore the Eibishter was keveyed that the Chiyuv is three times a year, so therefore lost at Lavai, if it will be possible, because there'll be a cloud, so then it'll tak and be more often, it'll be every Shabbos, every Rish Chodesh. So it's not really a stira to the way the mitzvah was established, l'chatchila. That's the tadits that he says.
You could say a mitzvah that they really wanted this, but it would be
Okay, so that's the question. That's the problem over here. It's not such a pasha to answer, because l'chayre, it's not negeya. What's the reason the Eved should decide it to be keveya mitzvah in a certain way? The reason is Ishtageya. Once the Ebershah was Keveya, Mitzvah, a certain way, no Navi could come and change it, even if there's a reason why the Matzah changed, and therefore the Chayre, there's a new possibility, so there's a reason to change it. Sinishkan Avkamina. The fact is that the Mitzvah in Atayre is 3 times a year. If we'll learn that the Pshat in this Medrash is that there's going to be a Chiyuv, that everyone's going to come every Chayrish and every Shabbos, it's not Stam or Rishus, but it's Taka Chiyuv, so then, who cares that the time why it wasn't all the time was because they couldn't come, and the loss of love, they will be able to come. The fact is that the mitzvah is only 3 times a year. How could you change that? Elamai, oh. So, according to the, if you look inside the Medrash here, according to the second two pshatim that it says here in the Medrash, this question doesn't begin b'chlal. Especially the way the Rebbe describes it, that they're coming Shabbos morning to daven. Even they're going to walk out of the house to go to shul to daven. Instead of walking to shul, a cloud is going to come to their doorstep, pick them up, and bring them to Yerushalayim to daven, and then bring them back home. It's nothing; it has nothing to do with the Indian of being oiler regel. What's the shaykh's b'chlal? It's a completely different Indian. It's tam and Indian that Yidden are going to be picked up to go to Eretz Yisrael to daven, to Yerushalayim to daven. So there's no connection b'chlal. So the question doesn't begin. That's when you get to the second two opinions. But in the first opinion, there is a room for this question. If he medayik in the Lashon of the Medrash, this is the main reason I made a copy of this. In the first opinion, the Lashon of Yeshua ben Levi speaking, he stresses very strongly that today you would come up loish loish upam and bashana kishiyagia kate and ibaina oisai the einatam oilem shloish upam and bashana ela kol chaydish v'chaydish v'chol shabbos at the masjid in liyaseilim. In the first opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it is mashma that he's stressing the shlila. Not like it was today that you only oil 3 times. Lasad lava, you'll be oil more often. So it's mashma that it's not some an inyan of coming to daven. It's taka the inyan of aliyah l'regel, whatever aliyah l'regel entails. You have to come into the azara. Kashem Shabolirois, Kach Bolirois, whatever Alila Rega entailed, loss of love, it's going to be every Chaydish, every Shabbos, and not just. So, in the first opinion, L'chayre, it is a Shtikl Shaila. Elamai. So, what do you have to answer according to the first opinion? Like Eliyahu said before, even according to the first Lashon in the Medrash, it doesn't say that it's going to be a Chiyuv to come every Chaydish and every Shabbos. It doesn't say a Chiyuv. Yeah. If you're going to want, what happens if a guy is going to sleep in his bed and he's not going to go? So he won't go. So it's, if you want to go, it'll be available. It'll be available for you to go. Huh? So the available to go. If you'll be there, you'll be able to go. So the point is, in the second two opinions, even in Tinsel Aymar, that it'll be a chiyuv, but it has nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel, because in the second two opinions, it clearly says that it's Taman Inyan of davening. Stam and Inyan to go to daven. In the first opinion, it is mashma that it'll be daime, it'll be the same Inyan of Aliyah L'Regel, but it still doesn't say that it'll be B'der Chiyuv, it'll only be a Rishus. Okay, huh? Lassus Lovin, Mitzvah B'Talis, Lassus Lovin. Okay, so I was thinking another thing, Ibezai. In the first opinion, it doesn't clearly spell out the fact that there'll be a cloud. In the second two opinions, it says clearly that a cloud will come and get them. What does that mean? That in the first opinion, there won't be a cloud? B'chayri, you have to say that even in the first opinion, there'll be a cloud. Otherwise, how are they going to get there from the Seif Ha'ilam? But for some reason, in the first opinion, it doesn't say it's B'fadish. And he doesn't, like, ask the question. V'ha'eich, heim, boin, how's everyone going to come? How is it going to be placed for everybody? How is everyone going to arrive? I'm sorry, I don't have another copy. Elamai. Okay. According to the second two opinions, everybody is gonna come. Everybody. Comes Shabbos in the morning, comes Rish Chaydish, where is everybody gonna daven? You're gonna daven in Yerushalayim. Everybody's coming. Well, Mimele, he asks the question. Where is their place for everybody? How is it possible for everybody in Misayif Eilam to come? In the first opinion, all he's saying is that whatever Giluyim the war to by Aliyah L'Regel is gonna be available. The same Indian of Aliyah L'Regel will be every Rish Chaydish, every Shabbos. Will everybody come? Abdafka. Those that want will come. Those that won't come.
Not only that, according to the opinion, it says that all the shuls are going to end up in Yerushalayim.
So you're going to have to. You have no choice.
You have no other shuls, Pasha.
You have no other shuls, so you're going to have to go to Yerushalayim.
It's a good question. I mean, because people are going to be living still, according to what it says here in this Medrash, everyone's going to be living all over the world because Eretz Yisrael, the whole world will be Eretz Yisrael. So, but Daven Hoven Shuls for the weekdays. Shabbos and Shchedesh at Mizayin the Vesamigdosh, but what's the Zayin that we may be Meis Achel? Huh? So Daven Zayin Shuls? Okay, that's one point to answer that question. Another point over here in this Medrash is, there's a difference here between the second and third opinion, where, as I pointed out before, it says the Loshon Dover Acher. It's mashma that there's a machlekes. And the machlekes is, what happens if Rish Chodesh pulls out in Shabbos? Are they going to go once or twice? What's the pshat in this machlekes? If you think about it, this opinion here, who is this? Rab Pinchas HaKoyin Ben Choma B'Shem Rab Reuven. So here's this opinion that if Rish Chodesh falls out in Shabbos, Yidden are going to be brought twice. It's mamash apella. I mean, bepashtus, there's no in this man when yidmo oile regal. If there's no such a musig, I mean, when you have
went back, the whole thing came back again.
Go.
So that's the thing over here. I mean, Shabbos falls out in Yom Tov. I mean, you don't have such a thing. Bisman Shabbos Mikdash Kaim. There's an extra chiddush. Yidden are going to come twice. What's the point of this? The Yidden are going to come twice. So the difference between the two opinions here is as follows. One opinion says that La'asad Lavai, Yidden are going to be on such a level that it's going to come Shabbos the Gedavening, and a Shchedesh the Gedavening is going to be on a higher level. It's going to be on such a high level that you can't daven stam in a regular shul where you are, you're going to have to daven Yerushalayim. La'asad Lavai, Shabbos will be a real Shabbos. If you really feel what Shabbos is, and you really feel what a Shchedesh is, so where do you belong? Where do you daven in Yerushalayim? With the Eibush himself. That's according to the first opinion, or the second opinion here. Umemela, what happens if Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? So you have to come twice. The point is that La'asad Lavoi, the Shabbos, the Gedavening, will be a different type of davening. Rish Chodesh, the Gedavening, will be a different type of davening that they'll daven in a holier place. Not in a regular place where in your house or in your shul, in your neighborhood, but you'll daven in a holier place. So if it falls out in one day, why should you have to come twice? According to the third opinion, it's mashma that the point that this nevuah is saying, "V'hoyom idei chodesh b'chodshem idei Shabbos b'Shabbatoi," that la'asad lavoi will be ongoing aliyas. The oil regal, the ongoing aliyas, zman hazeh. What's aliyah regal? Aliyah regal is not just begashmius that you didn't travel to the Beis Hamikdash. Every aliyah regal is beruchnius. There's an aliyah to the neshama. There's an aliyah. The person has a certain aliyah when he's oil regal. Zman hazeh, that aliyah takes place 3 times a year. La'asad Lavai, the Nevuah is saying that the Aliyah that Yidden will experience will be more often. Yidden will be experiencing more often these types of Aliyahs. That's what the Nevuah is coming to say. And L'chayra, the point of Chiddush over here is, it's Yidua, the question that's asked in my modern of Chassidus, that Bishlaim of Bizman Hazeh, there's a concept of Aliyah, because we're found in Golus, we're found in a place of Klippen La'um Hazeh, so there's an Aliyah to Kedusha. La'asad Lavai, when Vesruach HaTumah Avim in Haaretz, and everything will be just Kedusha, so what was for an Aliyah? Everything will be already in Kedusha Gufa. Elamai, even in Kedusha Gufa, there's Aliyah, Mechayel Ochayel, there's higher and higher. So the Chiddush here is that not only is it that La'asad Lavai, that even La'asad Lavai, there'll be Aliyah, but La'asad Lavai, those Aliyahs will be more often. It'll be Midei Chaynish B'Chotshoi, Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatai. If that's the point of the Chiddush here, so then if it's a Chiddush, it falls out on Shabbos, so it has to be twice. An Aliyah for a Chiddush and an Aliyah for Shabbos. The Aliyah that the Neshama has for a Chiddush and an Aliyah that it has for Shabbos. So again, if the point is to say that the Shabbos the Gedavening and the Chiddush the Gedavening will be a holier Davening, so if it falls out on the same day, why should you have to come twice? But if the point is to say how often the Aliyahs will be, so then the Aliyah is going to happen twice if it will be on the same day.
What about for Ronis?
Will they bring different?
Every time you come to the Shulam, you have to bring something.
But it doesn't say that here. Chana, you're right.
If you come according to the first lashon, you come erev Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos you bring it from erev Shabbos.
Right.
You come on Shabbos.
Can't bring the karbanis.
Huh?
Can't bring the karbanis. But it doesn't. In none of these opinions does it mention a word about the karbanis. The aliyah leregel, there are two mitzvahs. There's an aliyah to go into the azara. To show your face today, you yet to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Then there's another mitzvah of it's a lav actually. There's another mitzvah that you have to bring a carbon. it's a separate mitzvah. Over here, it's mashma that this that loss of love, that lila regel will be more often. It's not kail a carbon. It doesn't mention a word about a carbon.
It's all like that must.
Yeah. How does that come in here? Yeah. Right. Karban is another thing. All the other problem of Aliyah L'Regel. It's this Indian of Ruach HaKadosh. Akoponim, so it comes out of here that it's not just three details that it says in the Medrash, it's the MS three different opinions. This is one of the Diyukim of the Rebbe, the letter that I read last week. Dover Acher. It says Dover Acher between the first and second shot, and Dover Acher between the second and the third shot. There's three different. No. The Rebbe points out that there's a Dover Acher here in the Medrash.
And the Shabbos,
so the Rebbe is medayik that when it says Dover Acher, the pshat is that it's there's a machloikis. Pligi. That's the lashon of the Rebbe. Remember? Pligi. It's a machloikis.
Every time
the Pasha.
Some state, yeah.
Pasha's boy in the middle of Shabbos. Yes.
12, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.